A year ago, 10-year-old Tony Borsha went boating with his dad and siblings on the chain of lakes, a string of lakes connected by the Fox River in northeastern Illinois. Tony's mom, Margaret Borsha, said she'd taken her kids tubing many times. It's a thrill to sit in an inner tube pulled by a boat bouncing over the waves. But this time, Tony fell off. Before his family could pick him up, a speedboat struck and killed him.
The first few days after Tony's death were a blur. During that time, I learned the driver of the boat was drunk. And then a few days later, I learned that he was also high on cocaine.
Margaret Borsha says she believes the accident may have been avoided if there were tougher penalties for drinking while driving a boat. She stood by as the governor signed a new state law. A boat operator who's intoxicated or who refuses to submit to blood alcohol testing could lose his license to drive a car. It only applies if there's a serious accident or death. I'm Amanda Vinicky.